Howard Lytle arrived at Orendorf & Associates in Sudbury in mid-September this year, armed with 27 years of experience as a defense lawyer representing the interests of insurance companies and its insureds. He has considerable experience before judges and juries in the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, as well as arguing appeals before the Divisional Court and the Ontario Court of Appeal. Mr. Lytle also served on the Board of Directors for Canadian Defence Lawyers for 13 years, a group that primarily represents the insurance industry. Howard Lytle, who is intimately familiar with the insurance industry and the claims and litigation process, can offer a perspective that many other lawyers may not. Lytle says, "I believe I bring a unique perspective to a personal injury practice representing plaintiffs, because I have a deeper understanding of how insurance companies operate than many." Lytle is well positioned to act on behalf of an insured person in various disputes, not only personal injury, but additionally fire or property damage disputes, no fault and disability benefits denials, or insurance coverage claims. Searched for a job in Sudbury when Mr. Lytle graduated from Queen's University Law School in 1995. He knew he did not want to complete his articling student placement in Toronto and was unsure if he wished to return to the East Coast to practice. The corporate rat race of big city life did not appeal to him, and he hoped to find something that mirrored the lifestyle he grew up in. Lytle's father had coached hockey and on occasion would bring his team to a high school tournament in the Sudbury area. Lytle says, "My father always liked Sudbury. He was from the Annapolis Valley in Nova Scotia and had a great love for sports, railroad, and the outdoors. He thought if I wanted to live in a moderate-sized city, I might like Sudbury as it had a feel reminiscent of the East Coast in many respects." Mr. Lytle followed up on his father's suggestion and found himself interviewing for a position at the largest law firm in Sudbury shortly thereafter. He arrived in Sudbury for the first time for that interview and has been here since, being offered a job at that interview so many years back. He was immersed in representing the interests of insurance companies almost exclusively from the beginning of his legal career. 5 years later, he became a partner. Sudbury's personal injury bar is relatively small and lawyers in this practice area know each other fairly well. Mr. Lytle and Thomas Orendorf had many files opposite one another over the years. They would occasionally and casually discuss the prospects of Lytle changing sides of the table and joining Mr. Orendorf's firm, Orendorf & Associates. Those casual discussions became more serious as Mr. Lytle considered where his practice defending insurers' interest would see him in the years ahead. With Dispatch, it was decided by both that the time was ripe to have Mr. Lytle join the team at Orendorf & Associates, and that he did in September 2022. Familiar insurance industry tactics MR. Lytle says, "Trials are a huge undertaking and having litigation experience and an extensive insurance background, I believe I could positively complement Orendorf & Associates and its clientele." Over the years, Mr. Lytle has handled thousands of files. He says, "I was heavily involved in the internal workings of how insurers settle matters, the tactics they may take, and identifying whether files will go to trial or be settled." He has a reputation as a reasonable and level-headed professional. "Insurers trusted me with their files, and I think they will offer me a measure of respect as someone that they know to be fair, not extreme." He can offer clients at Orendorf & Associates extraordinary insight into the insurance industry. Lytle says, "For a client who is worried about what to expect from an insurer, I can give them a measure of assurance and enlightenment. Plaintiffs' counsel deal with insurers, but they may not know what happens behind the scenes as well as defense counsel who are representing an insurer on a file." He arrived in Sudbury and never looked back. Howard Lytle grew up on the East Coast, graduating from Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax with a BA with distinction in philosophy and a BSc in biology. While completing his undergraduate degrees, he volunteered at the Camp Hill Medical Center, where he interacted with veterans. Living on Lake Nepawin at the Four Corners in Sudbury, Lytle enjoys a cottage-like lifestyle year-round. He appreciates what the area has to offer outdoor enthusiasts, including the wildlife that show up near his house. Lytle says, "It's an interesting place to live, and I only have a 7-minute drive to work, instead of an hour and 7 minutes. It's a lifestyle that suits me. I arrived in Sudbury as an articling student and once here I never thought about leaving." While he appreciates Sudbury's expanding and diverse dining options, you can often find Lytle cooking outside because he's convinced that almost anything can be barbecued. He's also an avid baseball and music fan. Lytle has fond memories of his childhood down east. He graduated from high school in New Brunswick and looks forward to visits to the Cabot Trail on Cape Breton Island. While based in Sudbury, he and his spouse, Celeste, who is also a lawyer based in Timmins, frequently travel the 144 corridor from Sudbury to Timmins. Self-effacingly, Mr. Lytle acknowledged that he received an OPP commissioner's citation for running to the site of a head-on collision that occurred in front of him, pulling out the driver of a vehicle engulfed in flames and dousing him with snow. Mr. Lytle is extremely proud of his daughter Madeline, who works to save the lives of others as an air ambulance pilot. Mr. Lytle believes he brings a unique perspective to Orendorf and Associates that may assist in a timely and fair resolution of a case, or help an injured person navigate through his or her case at trial. To contact Howard Lytle, email rwhl@olawyers.com or call 705-673-1200 and speak to any of the capable lawyers and staff for assistance.